Hello, this is Jim Grunberg along with Ted Galena and Cody Hale. We are the Seymour Tour Fitting Team. We're with Seymour Putters, and this is our third episode of The Putting Couch, which covers all things putting. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. We've got some great feedback so far. And I think, you know, we've covered some generalities the first couple podcasts. We're going to get into some interviews. Our next podcast, I'm going to tease this right now, we're going to have Pat O'Brien on there. So we've talked about Pat. We'll probably mention his name a few times today, the director of instruction at Lakewood Country Club in Dallas, Texas, and really a guy who's been an integral part of Seymour and everything that Seymour putters mean on the tours and worldwide for 20 years, going back to Payne Stewart. So can't wait to have Pat on. Today, we've had a lot of great input and feedback from our customers and friends who have listened to the podcast, and they wanted us to really do a deep dive today on what does it mean to get fit for a putter? I mean, where does it start? Whether you're an instructor, whether you're a fitter, whether you're a student. So I just want to throw that out. Cody Hale, you run the Seymour Global Putter Fitting Studio here in Franklin, Tennessee. Tell us how it starts.
Well, I think it's one of those areas of the game that's, you know, we're starting to get to where that people are starting to focus on more on the putter. And so there's more opportunities to get fit. And I think it all starts with having the ability to offer custom equipment, right? So, you know, most players have been prone. I'm guilty of it. I know we all are at some point, is that we've bought a putter in the past and we've just picked it up off the shelf and sort of made our, you know, what we call our foundation work with that putter. So we've made our setup and our stroke. We've just made it work with sort of whatever felt good on the rack. But I think it all starts with trying to develop, a putter that, whether it's the length, the loft, the lie, you know, and those are the main key components to where it's your measuring device for getting in the same setup everywhere, each and every time. You don't want to have to think about trying to force your hands in a certain position or what distance you are from the golf ball. So those are three main key components. And I think it all starts sort of around trying to build the foundation and have the putter sort of fit the foundation when we generally see golfers do it the other way, right? They start with sort of the roof on the house. They start with the putter and sort of make their setup and their stroke sort of mold to whatever the requirements of that putter are. So we sort of try to start in the fact of, hey, look, let's look at what you're doing. Let's really try to create a solid foundation so we know that that's going to last time and time again.
So somebody out there at some point has had some bad putting rounds, or else they've seen a friend have some great putting rounds, or they've listened to one of our podcasts. They're dialed in. They've been fit for clubs before, but they've never been fit for a putter. So all of a sudden, that's sort of the last frontier. What do I do to improve my score with a putter? And so they're coming in here, and what is their first question? Where are they coming from when they come to you, Cody, or when they go to any one of our instructors or fitters around the world?
Well, and usually, you know, it's all about trying to be really two things we see, trying to be more consistent and trying to aim the putter better, you know, and almost all of them are coming in because they're not putting as well as they want, whether they're a great putter trying to get better or whether they're, you know, that's the worst part of their game because they really haven't put the focus on. So I think they, you know, and I think we've mentioned this before, they have a lot of the same questions that we get from the tour. They really, you know, don't understand why they've used the putter in the past other than the aesthetics of it, that it looks great. So, you know, we're trying to dive in through a series of questions and sort of get into their mindset of, one is, why have you used that putter? What's your methodology with it? How are you setting up? What are you doing in your setup to sort of help promote, you know, better aim, consistent stroke, starting the ball on the line? So, you know, I think through a series of questions, we're trying to get sort of in their mindset and really help, you know, understand their tendencies with the putter and how we can make those better.
And Ted, I mean, you've also dealt with a lot of golfers that have come in and they're seeking help. So I guess it would start with, as Cody said, you know, how do you feel about your putting right now? And what do most golfers believe about their putting in terms of where they're at?
Great question. Yeah, one thing I always hear when they come in here is, you know, I'm hot or cold. On days that I make everything, but I come back the next day and I miss everything, and I don't know how that is. You know, I could end up shooting under par or even par if I just made these simple putts, but instead I'm shooting 78, 80 out there. So the consistency, like Cody said earlier, is something that I see a lot as what they are looking for, is just to become a more consistent putter instead of hot and cold. And so what I explain to them is, you know, with the fitting, there's always a little bit of lessons involved with us. And then with a lesson, there's always a little bit of fitting involved. So, you know, and when I would have someone come to me before working here at Seymour, I would say, they would say, okay, Ted, I need to go find a putter. And I've said this before, okay, let's go to the putter corral, find three or four, and let's go out and take it to the putting green. And that was a poor job on me. Now, since coming here, learned through Pat O'Brien, learned through other instructors, our SPI instructors, how to give a proper lesson fit, that I call it. So in the beginning, I try to find out a little bit of information because you're new to me, and I want to know what type of golfer you are. So I ask, you know, glove size. On a straight 10-foot putt, do you have more misses left or right? Your golf swing, the ball flight, do you have a little fade or a little draw? Where you fit for your irons? What's your handicap? How many putts you have per round? All that information I'm gathering and I use during the course of the lesson fit that I give you. Then at the same time, you know, we talk about posture, stance, alignment, and grip. And every single time during this lesson fit, I try to tell them the why behind everything. Yeah, it's easy for me to tell you, oh, this 34-inch putter looks good, or this 34.5-inch putter, but I need to tell you why it looks good so that now when you do walk out of here, you have an idea of, okay, this putter was fit correctly for me. This is how I can use it. We give them the insurance that if you do have a problem, you can always call us, email us, video us. But for the most part, when you're out on that putting green, once you get through that lesson fit, you have an idea of now how you can be more consistent.
Cody, our golfers, are they not hitting the ball with a square face? I mean, what's happening with the path? What are they trying to do? Most golfers, when they come in here, probably tell you, well, this is what I believe. This is what I'm trying to do. Is that the first thing you do, is you have them take some putts and you're showing them, or you're helping them understand what it looks like they're trying to do with the putter, or they tell you? How does that work?
Yeah, and I think, you know, when they do come in, we want to get them in here, have them warm up, sort of see what they're doing with their own putter and sort of why they're doing that. And a lot of them, you know, we talked about this last time, you start to ask these questions, you start to learn a little bit more about them, and, oh, I'm trying to move the putter straight back, straight through, and you see the putter's working a little outside. So we're trying to match up, sort of understand, like, okay, well, if you're trying to move it straight back, straight through, why are you trying to do that? Who, you know, what led you to get to this point? And then now here are your tendencies, sort of using that sort of mentality. Here's your tendencies off that. So we allow them to hit a few putts, and then we'll, you know, I think what Ted said is right. It is, you know, you come in here and it would be really easy for us just to go, okay, you fit into a 35-inch putter, you know, 2 degrees flat, and let them walk out the door. But I think the key with a great fitting is understanding the root cause of what's causing them to have poor putting or inconsistent. And a lot of that, to be honest, stimulates off of poor alignment. You know, we base our stroke off, you know, our stroke mechanics are based a lot off of our setup. And then we base our stroke off of where we aim, you know.
So where you're aimed is the first thing.
Yeah, where you're aiming.
So if you're aimed too far left or too far right, what does that mean? What's
exactly
going on?
Are you manipulating the path? Are you manipulating the face in order to get it to start online? And why are you doing that? So, you know, we take a look at the aim because that sort of controls a lot of what they're doing. Like Ted said, if they, you know, are used to hitting a fade, they may come in, set up open, and may aim the putter left and, you know, cut across it and hold the face open. You know, there's a lot of variables. And so we're trying to take those in account and figure out why that's happening. There may be a little bit of a lesson. Hey, look, we may need to move ball position here to sort of help influence that. But that's one of the key starting areas, is looking at that and looking at if the length of the putter, that's sort of always where I start, the length of the putter, is that causing them to get in a bad posture? Is it the correct posture where their eye position is? So it surrounds the aim, and the putter length is sort of where I start after getting to know them a little bit better.
So what's happened? If the putter's too short, then what type of habits has that led to?
Generally, we see if the putter's too short, they've created one, they're either reaching too far for it, they have too much tilt, and their eye position gets out over the golf ball, which can cause the putter to work higher and steeper, and really cause sort of a scoop of motion, or, you know, or more manipulation to the putter face at impact. So too long of a putter, the opposite. You back off too far, the eyes can get too far inside, the putter rotates and swings more sort of in to out. So that's one of the beauties of having the right length, is that it sort of, you know, it sort of eliminates those variables. We know that you're in a great posture. We know that you start from a balanced position, which is where most great putters, we feel, start. and we get your eyes in a proper spot. So it's your measuring device for really hitting all of those areas.
And, you know, straight versus offset putters, blades versus mallets. What are some of the things? I mean, can people change if they've been using something? I mean, do they have to stay in their own little area? Like, I've always used this type of putter, and this is what I have to. Or is it possible that, you know, let's blow this up and let's start over? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, and I think through the process of of what we've done, and if explained correctly, I think the field is open. You know, it's whatever helps you get the ball in the hole. And like we talked about, you know, we've talked about this a lot, is, you know, the looks of the putter, you know, plays a huge part in confidence, right? We all have to have confidence when we're going to go out there. But that's not the end-all be-all. You know, we want to first and foremost get you in something that's going to help you aim and help you get, the putter started online. Obviously, Seymour, we have a reference point on the putter to get you started in the same position. So when we fit you to that putter, we know when you leave, you're going to have the ability to set it up the exact same way every time and hopefully be more effective through that. But I think through different types of, you know, straight, if a player's walked in with, you know, with a, let's say, a plumber's neck, an answer style putter, and they've had aim issues, and which is causing, you know, them not to hit a lot of putts online, then I think it's a pretty easy transition to be able to show, look, you may aim the putter better with this type of model, or you may have, you know, you may be more effective with starting the ball in line with a straight center shaft.
Yeah.
And so it's through a testing process that we go through that allows them to sort of see this for themselves.
It's funny, I was on tour this week, and, you know, I heard two or three tour players mention that, you know, while they'd never used one before, the more they looked at it, the more they were thinking, ironically, that maybe a straight center shaft putter design would be best for them. And I know we've always said it's pretty simple and logical to look at that there are fewer variables, right? I mean, when you have a straight shaft that goes very close to the spot that you're going to hit the ball on the face, you know, it seems logical that there can be nothing more simple than that. And people that end up using straight center shaft putters or near center shaft putters tend to then become believers and rarely go use anything else. But it seems like a big jump for some people because they feel like they've never used that type of putter. So, Ted, when you're working with golfers, I mean, is it just, hey, we're just going to try this for a little while and you can prove it to yourself?
No, exactly. No, what happens is they see it for themselves. So I find that most people, they don't know what a good stroke feels like, right? So when they base their bad stroke off of where the ball ends up. So if it ends up to the left, oh man, that must be where I aim. So now they start aiming a little bit more to the right. Oh, now the ball goes to the right. Oh, that's, so they start bouncing back and forth on aim because they never know what a good stroke feels like. That's what they're basing their stroke off of. So what we do, we gradually break the person down and we build them up with nice solid foundations with the knuckle to floor measurement to tell them how we like to have the eyes just inside the heel of the putter head. We give the SPI yoga ball to get them in a nice neutral setup posture. And so once they start feeling everything, and while we're doing that, I don't know how many times, Cody, I say, okay, you're going to hide the red dot. So this is, when you get your posture this way, watch the red dot. It's going to be hidden. When you get your hands in this position, this is the red dot. So I must say hide the red dot at least 25 or 30 times during the lesson fit, because when they leave here, maybe all they remember is Ted Dadgum said, hide that red dot. What's going to put in that same posture every single time? So by allowing them to hide that red dot, you set them up a nice solid foundation, and you're looking at different lengths of putters along the way, and you tell them what you're doing. You give them a Seymour putter, and they make putts, and showing them that they're lined up square to the target line. Then all of a sudden, after a little bit, you give them back their putter, and all of a sudden they start creeping back. Ball position starts going up in their stance a little bit. Ball ends up going to the right a little bit because they're still aiming dead straight. Well, what am I doing, Ted? Well, you're holding on to it. You're pushing your putts. So now when that ball goes to the right, you don't have a Seymour. What are you going to do? Well, naturally, if the ball goes to the right, I'm going to aim a little bit more to the left. And then all of a sudden now that's when you're hitting them all in that day, or you're missing everything because you feel like you're coming over the top. So I hand them putters back and forth, or Seymour their putter, Seymour their putter. And gradually they're going, okay, well, what's so different about this Seymour putter? Why am I so much more consistent with it? And then now they're getting the feel of it, and they're seeing how they're making that putting stroke work for them, and they get more and more comfortable with it. Now when they go back to their old putter, oh man, this feels awkward. It's, you know, it's not what I was feeling here.
Ted, you've always talked about it's You know, it really starts with having the right posture, comfort, athleticism, repeatability. And once you get somebody there and a Seymour putter hiding the red dot is half the battle. It'll help you do that, right? At that point, it really opens up the field to any of our putters will work. And I know some people are confused because they're like, well, are you telling me that there's not a specific, you know, there's not like 10 different types of putters and only one is going to be right for me? But back to what you originally said, the instruction part of it is, hey, once we get you into a more comfortable, balanced, proper length and setup, now the whole field of putters is available to you. And within Seymour, now all of a sudden, Cody, you mentioned it really comes down to, you know, personal preference. What you're looking at is going to give you that last bit of confidence. And golfers do tend to like different shapes, and that's kind of where you end up.
Yeah, no question. And I think, you know, through that process, like Ted mentioned, you know, explaining the why, because I think most golfers come in and what we've seen is what you feel and what's real are so different a lot of times. And so, you know, I think they have a better understanding of what's going on. I think that's the beauty of fitting is, you know, going in and be able to test those options. But if we, you know, most people, hopefully they have an open mind when they come in for a fitting, but there are some, you know, and like you said, the aesthetics play a big part of it. And if I fit you into a model that you just cannot stand the look of, or just have no confidence in the way it sets down, it doesn't look square to you, but we say it's right, you go out, you're always going to be second guessing yourself, and you're not going to trust the fact that that ball, you know, that's the right option for you. So when you go out, you have that doubt. So we want to match those two things up. And so you do have there. That's why there's so many beautiful options out there that you can choose from. And there's going to be several options that work. I mean, look at the tour guys. Most of them have a rotation of putters within the same brand, right? Yeah. So, you know, that may not be the best scenario, but they, you want to find that one option and through that process, choosing one that not only fits your eye, but fits the stroke too. It's a lethal combination. And I think, you know, being able to identify, like Ted said, with a setup, it starts around that to help sort of dial that in is really the length. And we look at a few key components in that to help them identify, okay, here's where we need to be with our posture. You know, here's where we need to be with our arm position, our eye position. And then here are the designs that after testing it during the stroke, here's the designs that we think would fit best. You may have a 1, 2, 3, 4 option. And they may choose number two because that fits the eye better. So we try to give those options to the golfer because it is at the end of the game and you got to enjoy it and you got to love it. And, you know, from a playing perspective, you want to have something when you set the putter down, you want to say, I can make every single putt because I love the way this looks and feels.
Exactly.
What we do and our instructors do is that we don't just start with a putter. We even take it a step back with the consistency of how important posture is. You know, we say this all the time. It's like shooting free throws in basketball. You want to do the same routine over and over and over again. Well, you want to have the same posture, same ball position every single time for every single putt. Doesn't matter what length, what uphill, downhill, you want to set up the same way every single time. And then that's, once you get that comfortable, and then length of putter plays comes into play, putter model comes into play as well.
And then there are other ways to influence how a putter is going to perform. The grip, right? The size of the grip, the weight of the grip, the head. I know, you know, we can customize head weights in many different ways. So is that sort of one of the final tools that you're going to work with to figure out how you can, you know, help that golfer get the perfect putter?
Exactly. And so the way I'd look at it is, you know, we start with length and posture and sort of set up at first. And then sort of look at the lie angle, dial in the putter, you know, the putter head itself, the loft. And then at the end of it, you know, is obviously we've tested grip sizes. And at the end of it, it's choosing sort of one of those sizes that sort of makes everything sort of fit together. And one of the things, you know, I think Ted mentioned this, is we ask grip size, glove size. And then you got to understand what sort of what's going on. You have a guy with bigger hands with a smaller grip. You know, grip pressure may be an issue. Two things I like to ask at a grip is, you know, do you have leverage of it? Meaning, do you have control of where the putter face is? And then do you have feel? You know, a lot of larger grips are great for minimizing hand action, giving you a little bit more control, but you lose feel, right? It's like holding the end of a baseball bat. You just don't have any feel. And vice versa for a smaller grip. You may have all the feel in the world, but you see guys with, you know, either, you know, they squeeze the life out of it because it's too small, or it's too so small that they just can't get their hands on it. And so the putter head just sort of plays. So, you know, I think that is a big component in trying to figure out, you know, what fits in their hands best. Obviously, you know, again, it's one of those, you know, things that preference. I like that, you know, I like a wrap or I like a rubber grip, but trying to find that size that sort of meets those requirements is really key, because I think it sort of helps create a little more control.
You know, it's funny that to me, being at tour events, when you see a tour player from a distance, let's just say from 100 yards, when you see them putt, when you see them chip, when you see them hit drives, or you see them hit irons, it's the same thing. It's from a great distance away, you look at that player, and it is effortless. The tempo seems perfect. And if it's a drive or an iron shot, you can't even believe that the ball's going anywhere. It's that effortless. On the putting green, there's a certain tempo, there's a certain rhythm to most tour player strokes that you would not see if you were at your local club. So how does that factor in? I mean, is that something that golfers should aspire to be able to improve, is the tempo of their putting stroke, and can they improve that?
No question. It's the tempo, and you know, I think some of that's due to trying to find the right weighting of the putter, but that's not the, you know, I think it's also understanding, you know, the swing. We see a lot. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, I was out on the LPGA tour, and I was thinking, you know, how fluid a lot of those girls swing it, and the same in their putting strokes. A lot of golfers, you go to the average, you know, club out here, and you in putting, you see the guy take it back, and he just pops it and accelerates it. You go to the tour, you see the absolute opposite of that. And I think it's the understanding of how that sort of works, where, you know, most golfers could benefit from taking a longer backstroke and smoothing that out. And I think their speed control improved. But I think hand in hand with fitting is we can sort of try to find the right weighting option that can help sort of promote better rhythm in the putting stroke. Like you said, I think a lot of that, too, is having, you know, the guys on tour do the little things, the small sort of fundamental things at a really high level. And I think that, you know, says a lot through our process, is trying to help them understand how really good the fundamentals need to be. And if we excel at that at a high level, we're probably going to putt a lot better.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. So, Ted, really what I'm hearing is that you can be fit for a putter. And, you know, at Seymour, we have a lot of different options, and we can build it custom. And in the end of the day, it's not just going to be better for you that day, but it's something that you can grow with over time, right? I mean, because it brings you back to a system, and over time, it's going to keep you from some of the huge peaks and valleys that you said at the very beginning of this podcast. Yeah, some golfers can just, they just go from wildly great to horrible, and we're trying to smooth that out.
Yeah, and it's a product of not only the lesson fit, but the putter does. It allows you to continue to putt consistently day in and day out, even when we're not around. You know, we're still going to be your safety net. You call us. We might trigger one word, and that gets everything going. Or you look at our videos online, and that gets you back going again. But the repeatability of what that red dot offers you day in and day out, even when we're not around. I said it last podcast, it makes you feel like you played golf yesterday when you use this putter. The ability to go out, to relax, to feel comfortable. Oh, this is how I felt yesterday. This is how I felt on hole number one. The same putt you have on number one, setup, posture, feeling, is the same feeling you're going to have on number 18 of the final round. So again, the comfort, the ease, the being much more relaxed over putts, this is what that red dot allows you to do day in and day out for every putting stroke that you have out there.
And the balance of the Seymour putters, I mean, again, are built so that players can improve their putting stroke. For 20 years, we've been saying that, you know, with a Seymour putter, you can have a better putting stroke, and this will help you get there. You've just talked about the beauty, the fluidity of what a great putting stroke looks like. And we've been saying for 20 years, and we believe it. It's still the same today. Our putters are built to perform, to help you with a better putting stroke that's going to make you enjoy the game more.
No question. And I think, too, is you're not just relying on your feel day to day. Somebody that doesn't practice a lot just relies on the feel that day, because your feel changes when you wake up in the morning. So it's hard to have any consistency when, you know, if your setup's always changing. So, you know, a change in variable is never going to be consistent, right? Because you're always searching. But something that stays constant, which is your setup, you always know you're going to be in the same shaft position, the same ball position. You know, obviously you've got fit for it, so you know that those variables are eliminated. So that takes a lot of those question marks out. And when you can be, you know, like Ted said, a great free throw shooter does the same routine. When you can start in the same position, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to start to develop consistency in the stroke, the face, the speed control, because it's going to be like you played yesterday. That's the key, is being able to say, okay, the feel sort of changes, but I know that my technique has stayed sort of the same.
Well, it's funny, people who come in here, you know, we ask them to bring their putter. Well, some bring one putter and some bring four or five putters, right? So they put them on the couch here and go, okay, this one works good sometimes because of this. This other one, it's been, you know, not so good, so I haven't used it in a few months. This other one, this is really my gamer. Well, when's the last time you used that gamer? Well, you know, it's been bad for me. So, and they're really all different types of putter heads, all different types of lengths, and they're just like what Cody said earlier. They want to be more consistent in their putting stroke. They heard that we can bring them more consistency, and they want to learn how. They want to know how. Most people think it's difficult to learn. It's not difficult. The same thing that we've been saying since I've been here, since 2007, I said it today. You know, so it's never going to change. It's always going to be there. You ask Zach Johnson, you ask some of the other guys why they use it, and they give you good, solid reasons on why they use this putter.
Great putting can be the great equalizer. We've been saying that. You've been listening to The Putting Couch, sponsored by the Seymour Putting Company and the Seymour's Tour Team. I'm Jim. Ted, Cody, this has been our third episode. We've enjoyed having you. We're reaching out to avid and passionate golfers everywhere. We want to talk putting. We want to help you improve your game. It's 40% of the game. If you like this podcast, give us your feedback. Send it to your friends who play golf, because we really, that's all we're going to talk about is all things putting. It's going to be the mental side of the game, the physical side of the game. We're going to interview people that are at the top of the putting game, but we will be here every week. We've enjoyed this podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, look forward to next week.
Sounds great.
We appreciate you joining us. If you haven't subscribed to the show, make sure you do wherever you're listening. Be sure to leave a rating and review, because that's how we get the Putting Couch podcast content in front of more people. Also, take a screenshot and share it on social media and tag us at Seymour Putters or hashtag Team Seymour.